The Mishnah is now going to continue talking about the halachas that have to be said b'loshon hakodesh, which is an inyan that we started in the previous perek. The next perek, or rather this perek, is going to be extensively about the parasha of Meshuach Mulchoma. The next parasha is going to be the dinim of Egla Rufa. They're both things that don't have mesachtes. And the Mishnah says what to say. The Gemara has a lot of sugyas and fascinating inyanim to discuss. We have a whole sefer on in Yoni Egla Rufa that was written by Reb Chaim Zatzal. Nachlas Seisim was his first major sefer. We took an area in Torah that was little discussed, and he was makivit mikol atzadim of Mishuna Dika Sefer. So now we're going to learn the Yonim of Meshuach Mulchoma. Meshuach Mulchoma, the parsha that deals with Meshuach Mulchoma is in Parsha Shoftim. Kiseitzel Mulchoma Leivechutz in Perchov Roisa Sus Verechav Am Rav Mimchol Loisir Mehem. The first pasuk doesn't talk about that. The person talks about going l'mulchom and not fearing. There's a lav on being mefached, a yid being mefached in mulchom. It's really a lav that speaks a lot to all sorts of giving into the Yetzer Hara. But that's the first part. Then the pasuk speaks about Meshuach mulchom. V'hoye k'kor v'chem ala mulchom v'niga shakoyim v'dibre la'om. This is who's the koyin. He's a special koyin. So we're going to have to learn who the koyin is, what his status is, what he told Klal Yisrael, who didn't go out l'mulchama, who did go out l'mulchama, what's the halacha of going out. B'shosh medaber ala'om, he went out, like we just read the pasuk, v'oy kekor v'chem ala'mulchama, v'niga shakoyim v'dibber ala'om, v'om aleim, shma Yisrael, atem krev mayem l'mulchama v'echem, al yerech levavchem, al tiru v'altechem zu v'altaretz mevdem, do not fear, do not run away. And then there's Vidibru Hashoitim Elohim Lema, the Shoitim. Who are the Shoitim exactly? Let's see. B'shoshim Adab Elohim, the Meshuach Mulchoma, he speaks out all the Azhoras that we just said. B'loshim Kodesh Hayim Adab, Shinema Vayik Kovachem Elohim Mulchoma, Venich HaShakoyim, Zeh Koyin Meshuach Mulchoma. This is the Koyin who's Meshuach Mulchoma. Meshuach means that he has a din of Shemen HaMishcho, like a Kohen Godel or like a Melech, v'diber el ha'om b'loshen ha'kodesh. V'om aleim shma Yisrael v'atam krev mayem l'mochom aleivechem, loy aleichechem. This is spoken al oivechem. But when Rachman al Tzlan, there's a civil war amongst Eden, even though there were certain episodes where there was a Mulchemes Achim, but in that case, you don't have the title al oivechem. They're not our enemies. Lo Yehuda al Shimon v'lo Shimon al Binyamin, Shem Tiplu b'Yamin Yerachmu aleichem. Over there, there's a mitzvah not to be merachim on the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Over here, when there's a Melchemes Achim, even though there was a din maybe to go, but there's no din to not be merachim. Yerachmu aleichem, k'mo shenema. V'yakumu anoshim asher nikvu b'shemes v'yachziku b'shivyo. This is a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. Divrei Yomim speaks about an episode that happened in the later part of the Melchemes of the Malchei Yisrael. The Melech over there was Pekach ben Remaliyo, and he won in Melchama on Ochoz Melech Yehuda. Ochoz Melech Yehuda was a Rosha, and because of that, his door was not worthy of being saved, even though Yehuda was the Malchus HaTzadik, connected to Malchus HaResha. But over here, they lost. And when the captives were brought, 200,000 captives were brought to Shomron, to the capital of Malchi Yisrael, Oded Hanovi goes out and he says that it's not your schus that you capture them. This is because the Rebbe Hashem was punishing Yehuda. So Mela Va'ato Shmuni, he tells them, V'ashivu Shivu Yashar Shvisa Me'achechem, return the captives. And that's taka what they did. Novi talks about Berichus, they gave them what to eat. He brought them out. Anoshim asher nikvu b'shemes, those that were named, v'yachziku b'shivyo, v'chol marumeim hobishu min hasholol. He dressed all those that had been unclothed. V'yalbishu me'anilum, they gave them clothing from their expense. They took their own captives, they dressed them, they fed them, v'yachilum v'yashkum v'yisuchum. V'yinalum b'chamorim l'chol koishol, they took them on their way, and they protected them. V'yavim yurecho ir atmorim etzalachem v'yeshuvu shomrim. Aloivechem atem holchem, you're going out against your enemies. Shem tiplu biyodim, ein merachmu aleichem. Do not be feared. Do not be fearful. Do not be scared. And don't be scattered. Don't run away. Don't freeze. And don't panic in the heat of battle. The Mishnah darshens. What would cause a person to be fearful in battle? The tzala is the loshna used for a loud noise of triumph. You have tzala could be used b'simcha. Over here, it's talking about a war cry. And the clanging of swords. Al tirum nehagofas tris, in the noise that the shields make. V'shifas hakaglasin, and the loud noise of the sticks that were used in war. Al tachvizu mikol kronois, from the trumpets. Al tarzum nekol tzvochois, from the enemy screaming. Ki Hashem alekechem ha'ilachim vachem hem boim b'nitzchen shobos v'dom. They're coming to triumph physically. B'derech ha'teva. V'atem boim b'nitzchen shomokim. You're coming on mikoch to Ribbono Shel Olam. Plishtim bo b'nitzchen shel Golias maho yosoifoi. L'soif nova b'cherev v'noflu imoi. He goes out and he says that he's going to defeat Klal Yisrael with the strength of his own guf. L'maisa, he fell and the Plishtim fell with him. B'nei amoin bo b'nitzchen shel shoivoch. They go out with their champion Shoivach, Mahoy Soifoy, Lusif Nova Becher, and Oflu Yime. Ve'atem yetem came. Ke Hashem Alekechem, Mahoy Lachim Lochem, Li Lochem Lochem, Zem Machne Ha'orin. This is Klal Yisrael that goes out with the Orin, with the Machne Shechina. And the Mishnah is saying that the Orin Hashem goes out with Klal Yisrael, which is an Indian for itself. Peshas Milchoma, they went out with the Orin. They went out with the Orin with the Shivrei Luchas. Even the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they only went out with the Shivrei Luchas, not with the Luchas, Shnias, that were intact. The Bavusta Machlokes, Rashi in Perek Yudin, Sefer Dvarim, and Pashas Ekev, holds that Be'etzim, the Orin that Bezalel made, which was the Orin that had the Luchas Shnias, did not go out to battle. The Orin that went out was the Orin with the Shivrei Luchas, which was made by Moshe. It was a separate Orin. Moved Meduik that way in the Psukim and Pashas Ekev. Lamaisa the Ramban is Choylik, and he brings that Tolian and Machlaikas Tanoim, and Avada Betzim Lahalocha, there was only one Orin, that was the one that went out Lomachoma. The one that Moshe Rabbeinu made, when Bezalel made the Orin that was in the Mishkan, that was one of the clay Mishkan, so that Orin was Nignas. That's his Shita. Lamaisa, what we said is a lav for Yidden to panic in battle is a machlokes the Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perek Zayin. The Ramban in the Asogas L'Sefer Mitzvos holds about that it's not a lav. The Torah doesn't have lavin on feelings. What it is it's a chizik for Klal Yisrael. Mishnah Beis, we go by it. V'dibru ha'shoytim ala'om lema mi'o yisha shabona ba'yis chodosh v'loy chanochoy. Here, those that were in charge, the Shaitim are the ones that are in charge, that are policing, literally, Klal Yisrael, send back those that are not eligible, Muhammad. Who's not? Oyisha Shabona Bayez Chodesh V'loi Chanochoy. He built a house and he hadn't yet had a chance to be Mechanechit. He didn't start living there. That's called a Chinuch of a place. Yelech V'yoshev L'beisoy. Echor Abayna Beis Tevin. Doesn't make a difference what he built. Doesn't make a difference if he built a mansion or if he built a barn. Beis HaTeven, a storehouse, Beis HaBokar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaEitzuris, any of these type of structures is a bais. Echad HaBoyne, Vechad HaLekech, Vechad HaYosh, anybody who doesn't have to be that he bought it. Doesn't have to be that he built it. He could have bought it, he could have yashen it, he could have gotten it. Vechad Shanitin Lev Matana. Mi Yoisha Shanot HaKem V'loi Chilloi, he planted a vineyard and it wasn't yet. Chilloi means the fruits, he hadn't yet been nene. The first 3 years, the fruits are orla, they're also bano. The fourth year is neta revoy. The chilloi is he wasn't yet mechallel the peris on mois to bring to Yerushalayim. He hadn't yet been nene from the fruit of the vineyard. Echra neteh kerem, vechra neteh chamishri loni maicho. It says dafka kerem, but it doesn't mean dafka. Now, what's the difference between one tree and a kerem? A kerem, a vineyard, always grows in groups. So we always say the trees doesn't mean a single tree. It means a bedoyment to a kerem. Chazal understand that kerem is at least five gefanim. So really that would be the definition over here also. Gerada, the din of kerem, legabe klai ha-kerem, does not have to be five kerem. But the stomius of the word means that, so that's Chazal understand that it means even chamisha ilani maichel. Vafilu mechameshes minim, even five different types, even though it's not one orchard. An orchard generally is one type of tree. Echad ha-neteh ve'echad ha-mavrich, one who planted, one who grafted. Ve'echad ha-markiv, one who took shoots and he put it in the ground someplace else. The shiloh is, it's not negated to us, if a person takes a shoot, a sapling, and he plants it someplace else, is that a new gidl, and now the first 3 years, the peris are arlo? The answer is yes. And because of that, it's not so poshut always what's arlo, what's not arlo. Normally a tree doesn't produce fruit the first 3 years. But where it was a sapling and it was already partially mature, it definitely could produce earlier. So that's where you need mashgichim in Eretz Yisrael to watch out for Arlo. But in any case, all these are considered neiteh kerem. He bought it, v'echad ayoyvish, v'echad shenitin lematon, the same idea. Mi oisha she'eras yisho, erisin means, not that he lived together with her, he was maris, he made a kinyan, kedushin. Echad amaris is apsula, v'echad amaris is almon, it doesn't make a difference. Afilu she'meres yovom, and he married her, that's also an ishus, that's a new ishus. It's talking about over here, his brother died, and now she becomes skuka liyibum. So it's like an erusin, he has a wife that's waiting for him, even though he didn't marry her yet. It's like an arusa. The Mefarshim point that over here, Rambam's meduik that way, that let's say he was ma'aris and isha after the battle started. So then he doesn't have a ptur. Because it was already chal on him a chiyuv. But that's because he did a maisa that was mafkia, his din mulchama, so that's not chal on him. Mashenken over here, his brother died. It was chal on him me'elov. The Torah made her a skuka. So it's like an erisin was thrust on him. The din is erapatas, even though it's toich l'mulchama. Chayzubala, he goes back. Kolelu shayim divrei koin marche mulchama v'chayzun. All these listen, and these are the azhoras that were said by the Kohen to those that make Mulchama. The Dogesh over here is Choyzer Uboloi. They went to war and they were sent back. Shemim Divrei Kohen, they were there. They were on the front lines. The Kohen gave his drasha. The way to read these words, by the way, is Kolelu Shemim Divrei Kohen Ma'arche Mulchama. Arche Mulchama are the battle lines, are the ones that are drawn. You see the Lashon Tanakh, the Moshe, when Goliath is mocking the armies of Klal Yisrael, and David HaMelech says that he's being mecharef and megadef, the Ma'arche Hashem, the regiments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'arche is Lashon set up, they're organized. So the Kohen spoke to the Ma'arche, Mulchoma, they were there, Yelech v'yoshuv lebeisoy, they were there, they had to go back. But because the Etzim, they were part of the army, so they still have a quasi din. They just don't go out to battle. They shouldn't be in a mokum sakana. But the din is still misapkim mayim umozoin umetakim zadrochim. Behind the lines duty, they could still perform, even though they don't go out to battle. Abulamaisa, they're still in charge of preparing provisions, preparing weapons, v'chule, whatever is necessary, preparing the roads, taking care of the horses. And then there are others that don't go back. And there are others that don't even go out to war in the first place. That will see me at Hashem.